Monty James here. I'll tell you what, that son of mine, Parker, ain't nothing but a greenhorn.
Greenhorn, a person who is inexperienced at a particular vocation.
Sure, he spent summers on the family ranch, but most of the time he was kicking it down in Florida. But now he's back, and I'm proud he wants to be part of farm broadcasting and agriculture. First, he has to pay his dues and ask questions of the ag experts most of us country folk would be embarrassed to ask, but always wondered. Take it away, greenhorn.
Howdy, everyone. Welcome back to The Greenhorn. Today, we have a very special guest. The first female to appear on The Greenhorn, so salute to the women, Janet Heine of Heine Farms Feed Yard. How you doing, Janet?
I'm good. How are you doing, Parker?
I can't complain. It's been a nice, calm morning. No Monty in the office.
Good for you.
My first question, how many head is the Heine Farms Feed Yard capacity, and where are you guys located at?
We're located in northeast Nebraska, just about 5 miles south of Yankton, South Dakota, in a nice area. We're close to a lot of packers, and just weather's usually nice for us. We feed about 13,000 head, typically. Wow. We are permitted for a little bit more, but, you know, we want a lot of yardage. We don't want to pack cattle in.
Describe the process with selling to packers and utilizing the local sale barn. I know Stockman's here in town is one of the most prolific fat cattle sales in the nation. How do you decide what goes where?
They do a great job at Stockman's, don't they?
They do.
They do, and we're pretty lucky to have them right here. We have packers that come every week. We have a show list when cattle are getting ready to go. We usually have about 7 different packers on any given week, of course, the week 4. And the process is the packers will make a bid, they'll look at things, and usually we'll call the owners. You know, we don't do anything without the owners okay, and kind of say, all right, this is where our bid is, and this is where Tyson is, this is where Cargill is, this is where, you know. But we are in contact with the owners through that process.
That brings me to a good question, Janet. What percentage of the cattle on your feedlot are owned by your operation?
Typically, we have about 60% our customers and 40% we own. A lot of our customers want to partner on the yards with us. So, you know, we'll have a customer that do 50%, we'll own the other 50%. Sometimes, you know, if you don't want to get on a whole yard, they'll be, you know, split up by thirds or quarters. But a lot of our customers want us to have a little skin in the game too, which is understandable. But honestly, we kind of treat every pen as our own. So
that's what we like to hear, Janet. That's what we like to hear. Final question, Janet. Any advice for the young women out there wanting to get their start in ag?
I would say get involved. You know, if you're young, of course, FFA and 4-H are great, but get involved. Get a job in agriculture. No matter how low on the totem pole, you will be shocked at what you learn. And find some mentors, you know, a mentor that's involved in something that you want to learn about, or a female mentor. It's a great industry. Everybody's wanting to give each other a hand up. Most people in this industry are excited to see the youth want to get involved.
Thank you so much for joining us, Janet. You have a great weekend. We'll be talking again soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, Parker.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.